Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling the Supreme Court decision blocking the state's restrictions on religious gatherings amid the coronavirus pandemic a political statement.
This was really just an opportunity for the court to express its philosophy and politics. It doesn't have any practical effect.
The court last night temporarily blocked the governor's mandate that limits the number of people at religious services in areas of New York deemed coronavirus hotspots. The justices found the order was a violation of the First Amendment's free exercise clause and actively discriminated against religious institutions. A Democrat is declaring victory in an upstate New York congressional race after pulling ahead in the vote tally by just 13 ballots. NPR's Brian Mann reports Anthony Brindisi trailed by more than 28,000 votes on Election Day.
New York State is notoriously slow counting mail-in and absentee ballots, and results in this House race in the rural 22nd district west of Albany have also been slowed by legal challenges and confusion over how some contested ballots were marked and tallied. After trailing badly at first, incumbent Democrat Anthony Brindisi declared victory over his Republican challenger. Brindisi's now ahead by roughly a dozen votes and wrote on Twitter that he will be sworn in January. But these results still aren't official, and Republican Claudia Tenney has promised to keep fighting in court. More legal proceedings are expected on Monday. Brian Mann, NPR News.
A federal court in Washington is tossing out a lawsuit over President Trump's directive to alter the 2020 census numbers that determine the next electoral college map. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports the Supreme Court is expected to hear arguments in a similar case on Monday.
The Constitution requires the census numbers that determine each state's share of congressional seats and electoral college votes to include the whole number of persons in each state. But President Trump has put out a memo calling for unauthorized immigrants to be left out. A three-judge court in Washington, D.C. of mostly Trump-appointed judges has dismissed one of the lawsuits challenging the memo after finding it's too early to make a ruling. The Supreme Court is still expected to hear oral arguments Monday for an appeal of a similar case out of New York. Still, Trump may not be able to alter the first set of census numbers because the Bureau is now planning to release them after the end of Trump's term. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade kicked off in New York City today without the usual crowds. This year's parade was limited to a one-block stretch in front of Macy's flagship store on 34th Street to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. At least 30 illegal gold miners are trapped in an unused mine shaft in Zimbabwe after it collapsed. Six others have been rescued. Ish Mafandikwa reports this is becoming a pattern as high unemployment forces many to consider mining as a way to make a living.
The abandoned mine, some 50 miles northeast of Harare, the capital city, is just one of several dotted around mineral-rich Zimbabwe. This week, authorities also abandoned efforts to retrieve six miners trapped in another mine shaft since November 10. And at another mine, rescue teams retrieved two or five bodies after 51 days. Old, disused mines are a magnet for mostly young men who cannot get jobs. While previous owners of the mines may have abandoned them because of low returns, there seems to be enough for unlicensed artisanal miners to risk their lives without the minimum safety measures. For NPR News, I am Isma Fundikwa in Harare.
Greece says it's extending its national lockdown order to curb the spread of the coronavirus. The mandate was set to be lifted on Monday, but will now expire on December 7th. The announcement came amid a 24-hour strike by civil servants who are demanding better workplace protections against the virus. Greece has confirmed more than 97,000 cases. Financial markets across Asia posted gains today. Japan's Nikkei average rose 240 points. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.